What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Action Filmmaking Decoded podcast. My name is Darren Tun, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Skylar Tun. I'm his cousin.
Skylar is my cousin. And basically, for this podcast, our goal is to really break down action movies, because I think that this is the one thing we really have a real big passion for. So I think we've watched a number of different action movies over the years. We've made action movies over the years. We've been fanatics about action movies over the years. The rest of the family, they don't understand us, you know.
That's okay. That's okay. We've been in the business.
Yeah. So we've been following up on a lot of news related to action-related content. Skylar himself, he also does a lot of
martial arts
practice.
Yeah, you could call it that.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
I've been doing martial arts since I was pretty much 6 years old. I started with Muay Thai for 2 years, then moved on to karate for about four. And right now I'm a third degree black belt in Taekwondo, and I've been doing it for, I think, about 8 years. So,
that's my
career. We've been collaborating on, you know, things like this for quite a while now, actually.
We've done like a lot of like action films.
We made a very, very short film called The Bean Fight. And it was about these two guys who were fighting over a box of Bush's Baked Beans. We're looking for a sponsorship, by the way. So Bush's Baked Beans, contact us.
Sponsor us, you know, that'd be great.
And we did some pretty good, I'd say pretty good fight scenes.
Skylar and I kind of choreographed this together. Myself, I'm more on the, I would say, camera movement, kind of choreography side of the action filmmaking. I really like, you know, camera angles and how to really shoot a fight scene in the best way to make it look the best possible. So for that fight scene, I really was in charge of like more camera work and then directing where the camera would go. And then Skylar was more in charge of like actual fight moves, which I'm not like the best at doing myself, like actual fight moves, but I love working with stunt coordinators to actually get something done and then have this relationship between camera and stunt work.
Stunt coordinator. That's very flattering. didn't you used to do Aikido though?
I used to do a bit of Aikido because my dad used to do Aikido. Not a lot of people know what Aikido is, actually.
Aikido is, well, it's a Japanese martial art first, and it focuses more on what they would call small joint manipulation. So really, it's I don't want to dumb it down because there are some great Aikido practitioners out there, but it's a more peaceful version of judo and jiu-jitsu. It's people usually take it as a self-defense measure, and I think that's where it really shines, you know.
I was really interested when my dad told me that he actually did his martial art practice. It's not like karate, it's not like, you know, the popular ones, but it's very interesting, like, to see how, like you said, joint manipulation and how, like, just by like one twist you can really like get someone down to the floor. Like, I saw like where they're just holding like two fingers and they like literally twisted someone, and like just that one pain point is able to like control a person.
Yeah. Really, it's like it's kind of like being able to grab somebody's finger and somehow just spin them around and bring them right to the ground. Some guys are really good. They're really impressive. Even though it's not as popular as, you know, karate or taekwondo or whatever. There are a lot of obscure martial arts out there that I do think have a lot of merit when it comes to, you know, what they can teach us and what kind of, I guess you could call, as, you know, some people call it, a martial spirit that's involved.
I kind of started getting into it more through that. And then obviously through some, you know, other martial arts films I was really inspired by. And then I think I eventually made some pretty big action scenes with, you know, some friends, and I always like including my friends in action scenes and just coordinating it with them and just making it look really cool. But but it's just been a while since we've actually done something again together. And I thought, like, hey, we had pretty natural kind of chemistry. I mean, it's weird, but I feel like we have a pretty natural kind of chemistry. And obviously, we've known each other since we were I didn't know you until 2 years after. Because you were born a little bit late.
I was born a little late. Yeah, you could say that.
I guess we could talk a little bit more about our experience. I know, like, you haven't really done podcasting before, right?
No, I haven't. This is a first.
So, Skylar, he's gonna be learning throughout this process a little bit more as we go. I've done several podcast episodes before. I mean, like, I'm not amazing by all means. So this is gonna be a learning process for both of us. But hopefully, we can dive into just a bunch of different films that we're really interested in. Skylar, what are some of the franchises that we follow?
Well, there's definitely John Wick. Lately, I've laid my eyes on The Raid. I know it's a very short series, but...
Oh, yeah, The Raid.
They really master the atmosphere and the choreography, and it's pretty amazing.
That reminds me, we should definitely do an episode on The Raid.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should. It's worth talking about. We followed the general filmography of Keanu Reeves, Jackie Chan, Donnie Yen, Donnie Yen's associates, as I would put it. A lot of our focus has been on Southeast Asian action films, I feel like.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're really great at it, so it's awesome to see what they're producing now. But we're also going to be focusing a little bit more on just like the stuff that's coming out in Hollywood. There's some good ones out there, like you mentioned, John Wick is great. I know some of the Marvel movies have some pretty good action sequences as well. But I know when the Russo brothers stepped in, they kind of amped up the action filmmaking part.
Yeah, especially with the more recent Avengers films. I know that, you know, everybody says it, but they really brought their best game, especially in Infinity War and Endgame, because the fights there have a lot more weight, I feel, than, compared to other films.
Yeah. And the other thing we want to do on this podcast is also interview guests. Hopefully we'll have some pretty prominent guests that come out to the show soon. We're hoping on getting some stunt doubles from pretty prominent action films, and hopefully we'll work our way up to maybe a Keanu Reeves if the... You know,
just a bit of a Keanu Reeves guy.
Just a bit of a Keanu Reeves, if this podcast allows. But yeah, that's a little bit more about the topics that we are considering covering.